Russell Holmes is here to explain the practicalities and how solar works, and Rob Farrago will explain the pending laws and the solar credits rebate. Russell, good morning.
Good morning, Madonna.
Rob, welcome to 612 ABC Brisbane and ABC Southern Queensland.
Thanks for having us.
You've got your work cut out for you this morning, describing this to me or explaining this to me. Let's start at the beginning, Russell. What is solar power?
Yeah, sure. It's good to start with differentiating and being clear that PV solar power is where you generate electricity, different to solar hot water. The only thing the two of them have in common is that they both compete for space on your roof. So two totally different technologies. So PV solar generates electricity in a renewable way by the sun.
So what does PV stand for?
PV is photovoltaic.
So you can power your home by solar, both your hot water is through one means of technology.
That's right.
What can you power through the PV solar?
So the PV solar is made up of three components, I guess, which is the solar panels on your roof, the rails that fix that to the roof, and also the inverter that converts the power from the sun to the AC power that you use in your home. A grid connect system is a system which feeds electricity back into the grid, which is where you also pull electricity from. For your home.
We're going to do these separately, I think. Let's start with to solar power hot water first. Can we do that?
Yeah, so solar hot water is really a separate technology which you commonly, traditionally, you see solar hot water with panels on the roof and it also tanks on the roof as well.
How many solar hot water systems are there?
Well, probably not as many as we'd hope to, but after the state government's initiative, it'll become commonplace. There's really only a very few amount,
you mean
to be honest.
The rebate initiative?
That's right.
We'll
yeah.
come to that in a moment. Yeah. How is the water heated?
It's thermally, so the actual heat from the sun is heating up pipes within those panels, which is then in turn heating water that you use within your home.
Any particular type of roof that you need?
No, not particularly. The only, I guess, the requirement that you'd want to be aware of is that if you have a tank on the roof, that perhaps the weight of that tank might need some support.
What happens if you have a rainy day?
In a rainy day, solar hot water generally, you can have two rainy days, and after those two rainy days, you may need to boost that that system by either a gas boosting or a electric boosting.
Because if you had a week of rainy weather, you're not going to get hot water, is that what you're telling me?
That's right, yeah. However, in, I guess, the climate that we live in, it's very rare that we have too many consecutive days of no sun.
Does it take long for the water to heat up or get through the pipes?
No, ideally it's good to have the tank close to where you mainly use the hot water. However, it's no different to the location of your normal electric hot water system that has to pull water to wherever you use it in the home.
Ed called to say that he had a solar hot water in a previous house and the downside for him was the noise of the water in the roof. It was noisy when you turn the hot water on.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. That's could be something specific to his situation.
Shouldn't happen, are you saying?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. What costs are you looking at to put in solar hot water?
They vary. It could be between, the government's the initiative is $500 for a non-pensioned and $100 for pensioners. And those systems are, I guess, subsidised by also the federal grant as well.
But the federal grant over or is it continuing?
The new federal grant for the hot water, there's a grant for $1,600 which you can either put insulation in your home or solar hot water.
Who installs solar? An electrician? A plumber?
All of the above.
You're smiling at me. These are really dumb questions, aren't they?
No, they're actually, there's an electrician involved and there's also a plumber involved as well.
All right, so this is hot water we've
been
talking
about. Yeah.
Let's go to this, what you call PV or photovoltaic.
That's right.
Okay, what is that?
That's where the panels that are on the roof, they generate electricity from the sunlight that actually hits them.
So where's the solar panels placed on the roof?
Ideally on a north-facing roof. On an inclination, somewhere between 15 and 30 degrees.
What do they power in your house?
Well, the grid connect system actually generates electricity and pushes that back out onto the grid. When you in your home, you're actually pulling electricity through your meter box. Similarly, that the PV solar system is pushing electricity back out. So in effect, in some situations, you could be using the electricity from what your PV is generating. However, if you're exceeding consumption in your home above what your PV is generating, then you're most likely using electricity from the grid. So you could say that electricity sloshes about within your meter box, pushing it back out onto the grid, or pulling it back, depending on how much you're using within your home.
But certainly you would get a reduced bill, wouldn't you? Because
that's
some
right.
of it would be the PV.
That's right. So everything that your PV system generates, of course, comes directly off your consumption of kilowatts.
You're listening to Russell Holmes from Local Power, a not-for-profit organisation devoted to helping consumers with solar power. It's 12 minutes to 11, and he's explaining the practicalities, how solar works. Rob Farrago, you're not off the trouble. You're about to talk to us about the legislation and the rebates, which are really important to people. Can I just ask, though, to finish off on this PV, any type of roof?
No, you can have it on either a tin roof or a tile roof. There are technical requirements for each of those, but it can be mounted anywhere.
Where would we find those technical requirements?
Well, in the PV industry, if you're having someone out to give you a quote, they'll direct you and explain to you.
How many panels do you need?
For a 1 kilowatt system, generally depending on the size of each panel, you could have 6 panels for a 1 kilowatt or 9 panels for a 1.5.
The cost of it? Forget the rebates, the cost of putting it in, because we'll come to the rebates in just a moment.
Yeah, so a 1 kilowatt system, you could be looking at between 10 and 13,000. And
so you're not doing this to save money.
Well, it depends on how you look at it in terms of the longevity. This technology has warranties that the panels are warranted to 25 years. Inverters are warranted from 5 to extended 10-year warranties.
Are you saying this would add to the value of the house on sale?
It would. And I guess if you look at scenarios where the increased cost of electricity that we've just recently seen on the 1st of July offset against the reduced cost of PV over time, makes it a good argument.
Do they crack easily? I'm just thinking of hailstorms and the like in southeast Queensland.
Yeah, they're designed to withstand certain size hailstones. And, of course, the PV system is an appliance to your home, which is covered under your home insurance.
So with these, you can actually get money back from the power providers because you can sell some of that electricity back into the grid. How do you do that?
Oh, I'm happy to jump in there.
Yes.
Madonna. As Russ explained, if you're using appliances at the time your system is generating, you'll use that electricity directly from your solar panels. But if you have surplus, you send that back to the grid. And under the state government solar bonus scheme, you get paid at least 44 cents
per
kilowatt hour.
But does it automatically go back to the grid?
Yes, it does. You don't have to do anything special. You don't have to flick a switch anywhere. It'll automatically send anything surplus.
And on your next bill, does it say what you use, what was surplus, what was sold, and what you got for it?
Yep, that's pretty much it.
Okay, so staying with that, we'll go through the rebates because you've talked about a state government rebate, you've talked about a federal government rebate, so we need to differentiate those. Who are you selling the power back to?
Right. It's the electricity distributor, Energex, which is still Energex here. It's their wires that we're sending the electricity back through, but it's your retailer, for example, Origin or AGL or any one of the other number of retailers that will pay you that money from Energex.
So will all power providers buy it?
I believe under the legislation, they all must buy it back from you, yes.
Is it a financially viable thing to do to install this PV and then sell your power back?
Well, we think it is, yes, certainly. Over the lifetime of the system, it would definitely pay for itself and more.
When you say the lifetime of the system, how much power do you need to sell to make it financially worth it?
Well, the more that you can actually sell, that is, the more energy you can save and send to the grid, you'll actually be better off. So it does depend. The amount of money you get paid obviously depends on how much electricity you sell and send back to the grid.
Two other important things. One is pending laws and the other is rebates. What laws are coming into effect that impact on this that people need to know about?
Yep. Well, there used to be a federal grant of $8,000 and that finished a bit early on the 9th of June this year. There's a new scheme called solar credits, which is currently in draft legislation, and it's been sent to a Senate committee. And that committee is due to report back on the 12th of August. So we're hoping that that legislation will be passed soon after the 12th of August.
So, all right, so that's the legislation. Mm-hmm. Let's come to the rebates. You've just told us about one that's just been canned. What rebates currently exist for someone who wants solar, either for hot water or for PV?
Okay. Well, as Russ mentioned, there's still a hot water rebate. That's still around. That hasn't changed.
Is that a state government one?
No, that's a federal one.
Right.
But the state government has a bulk buy scheme where they're trying to bring the cost down in conjunction with that rebate to leave the out-of-pocket cost around $500.
So let's do it this way. I'm going to put in a solar-powered hot water system this afternoon in my house. What do I pay and what do I get back?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're willing to wait for the state government bulk buy, you'll pay $500.
When will that happen?
Good question. I think they're going to tender at the moment, so there is information already being sent out to people who have registered about that.
All right, so if I'm prepared to wait a couple of months probably,
yep.
It will cost a total of $500?
That's what they're saying, yes.
$500 to have these solar power things
solar
on
hot
my
water.
Roof?
Hot water. Hot water only.
Yep. Yeah, hot water on my roof, and then I've got hot water.
That's right.
Okay, so I've decided now I want the PV. Let's mm-hmm. say that's the case, and I want that done this afternoon. Good luck finding an electrician and a plumber, I say. But just say I manage someone in the family.
Yep.
How much money would that cost? $13,000, did we say? $15,000?
Yeah, for a 1 kilowatt system, it's in that order, $10,000 roughly, and $1,500 for around $15,000. Now, the solar credits, instead of being $8,000 a known rebate, the downside of the solar credit scheme is that the rebate will be variable depending on the price of RECs.
All right, but in my turn, who's RECs and what's he doing involved in this?
I don't think we have enough time to explain RECs, but as part of the federal mandatory renewable energy target, you create these certificates called RECs and they have a value which you then sell.
All right, but let's go back. So if someone's thinking of this PV this afternoon, mm-hmm. it would cost them $13,000, $15,000. What do they get back currently? They used to get back $8,000, is that right?
They used to get back, for a 1 kilowatt, they used to get back $8,000, and they had RECs back then as well. So you'd get roughly $9,000 back out of that $13,000 to $15,000, but now that's changed. So the $8,000's gone away.
Yes.
The RECs are still there, but the legislation gives a multiplier. So you get five times as many RECs as you used to up to a certain point.
So
the actual rebate level at today's pricing, it's roughly $5,500 back for a 1.5 kilowatt system in incentive, and roughly $3,800 for a 1 kilowatt system.
So that's the federal rebate.
That's right.
So there's still a state rebate and a federal rebate.
The state rebate isn't really a rebate. It's really to sell the electricity back. So
And it's not existent at the moment.
The state one is there today, yep. But the federal one,
yep.
We're kind of waiting till this committee reports back and waiting for that legislation to pass.
So how do people get the rebate? Is there paperwork they need to fill out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, when you create your RECs, after your system is installed, your installer will help you sell those RECs through a broker. And similarly for the state government buyback, if you have an existing relationship, everyone does, with their electricity retailer, you tell them that you've got solar on your roof, and they'll, as the new meter goes in, they'll start measuring how much you're sending to the grid, and you'll get paid for that on your next bill, hopefully.
I smile, because in some cases that relationship with your energy provider at the moment is good, and in some cases it's not so good. Is there a website that people can go to for all this information?
Well, yes, there's several. I'll tell you about one that's specifically about solar PV, and that's our website, localpower.net.au.
Localpower.net.au. And is this explained there?
Yes, we've got a few diagrams and lots of words, hopefully explain to people how solar power works.
What about air conditioning? How can you air condition your home using solar energy? Is that possible?
Well, the air conditioning is an appliance. So I guess there are technologies out that are advancing in that area.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Madonna.